If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Hello. Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Love It. Paul Love It.
Did you see we got another Paul Davis sighting?
Mm-hmm. It did.
And at a high school football game, and was it Leeds, Alabama? It was in somebody's. Paul Davis is the sponsor in their high school football program. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
From Leeds?
I think it was Leeds, Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah. Alabama.
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 Do you know who Lucas Black is?
Yeah.
The actor Lucas Black. Plays on NCIS New Orleans. He was in Sling Blade, the little kid in Sling Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's from the area of Alabama that we used to be on the radio. And his mom used to call us, tell us, keep us up to date on when he was going for auditions and stuff like that when he was little. This was pre-Sling Blade or Tokyo Drift or whatever, which one of those he was in and all that stuff. Friday Night Lights. He was in the Friday Night Lights movie. But we were talking to him one time, and he's so laid back, and he was about 15 or 16, I guess. And he's so laid back and so non-Hollywood that he was telling us about how what he really wanted to be was a professional bass fisherman. And then he say, you know, he takes his girlfriend out, and his favorite thing to do is just take his girlfriend out and go fishing, teach her how to fish and all that. And he said, oh, is your girlfriend in the show business? And he goes, no, she's from Leeds. I'm like, what? Huh? She's from Leeds. Oh, she's from Leeds. All right, just a local girl from Leeds, Alabama. All right, we got it.
God, got it.
He's like, oh, Hollywood girls.
Oh, man.
She's from Leeds. Yeah. So every time I hear Leeds, Alabama, that's what I think of.
She's from Leeds.
She's from Leeds.
Leeds.
And then, you know, his mom in Sling Blade was the one that said, leave. So, Lave.
Just Lave.
Not his real mom, but his mom in the movie. Yeah. Sling Blade. Lave, doll. Lave.
Doll. Is that Billy Bob Thornton?
No, doll okay. is Dwight Yoakam's character.
Okay.
Yeah, I've Billy Bob Thornton was Carl.
Okay.
The lead. The lead. He's the lead. Yeah, you still haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen The Notebook.
Craziness.
You haven't seen The Notebook with how romantic and sappy you can be?
Yeah, no.
You say he's not like that anymore.
I'm not as much like that anymore, but I can, yeah, I just don't have any interest in seeing that movie.
He used to be sweet and romantic and all, and then that was pre-asshole day.
Damn. That's me.
We have several meetings today after the show that, you know, we're not wanting to have, but we're going to be here a couple hours after we get finished with the Share Funny. Adam's got Zoom calling and all kinds of crap today.
That sucks.
You city livers may hit some real traffic going home.
Oh, I didn't know.
As late as you're going to be going home.
I can't. Oh, okay.
So maybe we'll get lunch ordered in or
there
something.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You got a problem with that, Alexis?
Getting lunch?
Yeah.
I never have a problem with food.
Mm-hmm. But I mean staying late today.
I guess not.
No, we're not.
Surprise, surprise.
We're not. You get to run out of here and go see
I got stuff
your boyfriend.
To do.
What stuff do you have
Don't
to do?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm a lot happier. It's going to be fun.
So you left him in charge of your cat, Khaleesi, today? He's there at your house by himself in your apartment?
He is.
Ooh.
I know.
Khaleesi's going to be ransacked when she gets back. There's going to be some hoes up in there, prostitutes.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Mm-hmm. He got a key to my apartment, which is huge.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I was like, if you have to leave while I'm here, you know, and you have to, because my door, you have to lock it with the key in order to leave. You won't lock.
Pretty standard issue on doors.
Well, some lock by themselves. You can lock it from the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you live in a hotel.
Or those turn ones that you can lock from the inside.
Yeah.
So I gave him a key and I said, be responsible with this.
And so he's going to keep it even after he goes back.
Be responsible with this.
Are you going to get it back from him before he goes back to the ship or wherever he's stationed or whatnot?
Well, he would still have to call my phone to get into the building. So I don't care if he takes it. Because he still can't get in unless I let him in.
Got a nice big bed. He's probably not used to. They probably don't have like a nice queen size bed that he sleeps in, right?
He doesn't live on base.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, he lives in a house.
I'm thinking he's on a ship all the time, like living.
He's in the top rack.
Yeah, right.
He's shown me pictures of when he did live on the boats, though, and it's close quarters, very close. But I told him, I said, make sure if you open the screen door. You got to watch her because she will try to jump out. And I just got some flowers while we were at Josh's farmer's market this weekend in Mooresville. And Khaleesi loves eating flowers. So anytime that I buy flowers, I have to put them up somewhere. And I woke up this morning because she knocked them over and the water was dripping everywhere. And
eating flowers.
Eating flowers.
Did you spank her?
I did. And I sprayed her with a water thing, with a water spray.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Oh, she gets me so angry.
But what's in the spray bottle?
Water.
Oh. I bet if you put some 409 in there, it would do better. Keep her out of doing stuff.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds horrible.
Some cleaner. This household cleaner. I'm not gonna put
cleaner on her.
It's a descaler. Yeah, I used a water bottle trick too. That works good.
Yeah, she hates it. Right, she's scared of it. I'll just grab it and she starts running.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Don't even
start doing that with Jody. Just spritz and spray her. Yeah. You overcooked the turkey sauce and squirt her. I wouldn't have to squirt you if you just figured out how to make that right.
Yeah, I did that one time and she didn't think it was funny. It wasn't because she had, because I had it out at the grill because the grill was firing up and I had the little spray bottle. And she was doing something in the kitchen when I came inside, and I just sprayed her one time.
Not amusing?
No, she didn't think that was funny. Have you lost your damn mind?
Okay. Sorry.
She's funny. I love shopping with her, by the way.
When'd you go shopping with her?
We were perusing the aisles of Josh's Farmer's Market.
Oh, yeah.
Perusing, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got some flowers.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know.
She's going to be my new best friend.
No, I don't think so.
probably not.
TJ said that. I don't think so. Let's don't get our hopes up for that, please.
Because I don't really know what that would entail. But I don't necessarily want my wife out twerking with leftovers in her hand.
She would be having fun.
That's what your weekends consist of. Now that you can't be twerking on a pontoon in front of a bunch of kids who are out for a day on the lake because it's getting colder and all that.
Did you twerk on a pontoon in front of kids?
I did not. Oh. I never even twerked on the pontoon. I know when the appropriate time for twerking is, and I know when there's not an appropriate time for twerking.
Okay.
So,
do you have any examples of appropriate times?
I'll need that list because I don't want to do it at the wrong time, right? No. I want to make sure that it's appropriate twerking time.
Yeah,
to be able to do that.
It's not at the farmer's market.
It's not at the farmer's market in Mooresville. Let me tell you.
Got that right.
With a banjo in the back.
No, twerking to the banjo player.
Yeah, banjos get her lit, is what she said.
Right,
they do.
So is it just the banjo part of it or the whole bluegrass scene?
I love the whole bluegrass. A fiddle, a banjo gets me going. I love it. It's like my soul is just like, oh, I just want to dance.
And when did you get introduced to that?
I feel like I've liked it for as long as I can remember. I've always liked that kind of music. You know, when I was younger, when I was really little, I used to love, and I don't know if this is the same instruments, but I used to love Irish music. Love it.
Yeah. They have fiddles
and a banjo. So maybe that's...
I don't know if they have banjos in an Irish band.
But a fiddle for sure.
Yeah, and they have mandolins in an Irish band?
I think so.
No idea.
But I was obsessed with anything that was Ireland related. Like I had posters from Michael's that I would get that was Ireland landscapes. And I was like, I just want to go to Ireland. I don't know why. It's always been a fascination of mine.
Because the people seem cool.
They seem cool. And I grew up in Boston, which is a lot of Irish people. Is
and the Irish countryside looks... I mean, I would love to go to
Ireland. Beautiful.
Looks incredible.
So is it... Is that a thing with Hispanics, though, to love Irish things?
No.
Just you?
Yeah, just me.
Okay.
I'm not a traditional. I'm into a lot of different things that a Hispanic girl would not be into.
But if you go into a place, like say you're single and you go to Josh's Farmer's Market when they have a bluegrass band playing, and there's a really good-looking guy playing the banjo, are you going to be groupie acting for him, like fangirling over him, trying to meet him after the show?
I'm going to not be so obvious about it, but yeah, that turns me on. What? Play the banjo for me any day.
Yeah, because the banjo's hard to play.
I did not see this coming at all. Really.
I love it.
I would never have thought you would be into the banjo players.
I bet if you Googled hot banjo players, you'd be the first person to ever do that.
Yeah. Google would say, did you mean something else?
Yeah, it doesn't even come up.
Yeah, does anything come up when you Google hot banjo players?
I had to type it all the way for it to even pop up.
Good looking banjo players.
And they're all kind of old.
It's not going to be a real banjo player. It'll be a hot guy with like posing with a banjo and a cowboy hat or something.
One of the first pictures that come up is Steve Martin with a banjo. Yeah, he's a,
I was going to say Steve Martin is is a really good banjo player.
Which I'm sure Steve Martin, when he was younger, was very attractive.
Yeah, he's been gray-headed since he was about 11, I think.
No way. Mm-hmm.
You were saying you liked that earlier when a guy goes prematurely gray.
I love a salt and pepper. Oh, my God, he was fun. Okay, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Yeah, you can play the banjo for me. Steve Martin.
Okay. Go on. My brother, when he goes to see that band, he's like, it's Steve Martin's band. He's gone like 5 times, and Steve Martin doesn't play with them. It's like the Canyon Rangers or whatever they're called. I'm like, so you go and see him, and Steve Martin's not even there? He's like, yeah, but they're great. I'm like, you're a shithead.
They call themselves the Steve Martin Band?
It's the Steve Martin and the Canyon Rangers or something like that.
And he's not there.
And he's not there. It's just like the Canyon Rangers. He's like, but he always says, it's Steve Martin's band. I'm like, cool. And Steve Martin's not there. You sound like a real idiot. I don't even know if they sing or anything.
There's a lady here that just DM'd us and said, it's the fingers, Lex. LOL.
That might be because I love a bass player, too.
That's what she started, bro.
No, but I love the music.
what else is that supposed to mean? The fingers.
The reason you didn't follow what he was saying was because there was a hand gesture involved, and that's what he's talking about.
But there's a thumb pick, you know, on the banjo player and the whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of them use finger picks.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, God.
What, Rob?
He said they use finger picks, and you went,
I mean,
you don't want them.
It's like going, ooh, Freddy Krueger is so hot.
Well, anytime there's a thumb involved, it's going to be sketchy.
Okay, this just got weird. Whatever.
So banjo, and there are no hot banjo players listed on the entire internets.
I haven't seen
any good-looking banjo players.
And Megan said, oh, too bad Alexis is taken. My 30-year-old brother can play the hell out of a banjo, and he loves him a good Latina girl.
I play banjo, and I love Latinas.
a good Latina.
That's right.
Can't be a bad one. A good Latina girl.
You're a Latina.
Hey, Megan, send us a picture of your brother. Playing his banjo.
That's right. The Latina lover.
Love it.
Wow. Yeah, I had no idea until the other day either when she said that.
That she likes banjo playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knew?
Banjos and bluegrass.
Mm-hmm. And I love me some mountain music, which is similar to bluegrass, I would say, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Bluegrass is a form of mountain music. Yeah. Folk music is another.
Love folk music.
Ugh.
Indie folk's my favorite.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh,
God. Not just folk. Indie folk.
Indie folk.
Yeah. And then she says, and he has a band and plays the bass.
See, I love a bass player too.
Yeah, so he plays the bass and the banjo.
Sheesh.
One with his hands and one with his feet.
But here's the weird part to me. She adds, I left out part of her. Oh, he has a band and plays the bass, so he has those fingers too. She's talking about her brother.
I don't like that.
Everything's about the fingers. Yeah. Okay, we get it.
Ladies.
He said, ladies, like, relax. Throw some cold water on yourself.
Exactly. Just take a deep breath.
You dames need to calm it down.
Take a deep breath, everybody.
He said, ladies.
Come on.
Damn. It's a Monday morning. We got all this going on. Good Lord.
Hey, be like that sometimes.
Yeah, which is the motto for most banjo players. It'd be like that.
Is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You need some major cleanup. As a matter of fact, that was my name in the military. Major cleanup.
Aye, aye.
Hey. Major. At ease. At ease. So you've been flooded or you got some smoke damage, whatnot, mold, those types of things. That's why you need Paul Davis. You don't need Paul Davis Restoration and emergency cleanup services if you just need somebody to come in and dust the chandeliers. That's not what they do. It's not the kind of cleaning up they do. So you go to acetj.com/Paul Davis, and you will get Paul Davis on the move to your house or your business, whatever needs their assistance, their attention. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. Saturday, this past Saturday, I heard a story of dedication that from someone that I mean, there are athletes who say, you know, I get up at this time of the morning and I do this before practice and I stay late and on, and they call that dedication.
Right.
Josh's Farmer's Market that sponsors the TJ and Jody's House podcast, we were all out there Saturday and doing some video and stuff. And the place is run by, obviously, somebody named Josh and then his brother-in-law named Garrett. Well, Garrett came over and was talking to us. He's in a big neck brace, like a serious neck brace, not just one like you would put on to go to court if you're trying to, you know, got a frivolous lawsuit going against somebody. Yeah. This is a big, one of those plastic ones that stretches your neck out. And, I mean, it's very serious looking. And he was in a car wreck and broke his neck. And what did they say? He almost severed his whatever was it, spinal cord?
His spinal cord. Mm-hmm.
And while he's in the ambulance, he's lying on his back, obviously on the gurney thing. And he's got his phone up over his head, returning emails for work.
In the ambulance.
In the ambulance. And one of them was to you, Alexis?
Yeah.
He's emailing you from the ambulance?
We had been texting about the waffle truck coming for that weekend and posting about it on our Instagram. And I'm going back and forth with him texting. And I see later that he had been in a car accident and Josh posted about it. And the car had been totaled. And he was on the way in emergency to the ER. to get surgery. Like when they had to take him into surgery right away.
And he was going back and forth with you, and you had no idea. He never said
idea.
Hey, by the way, I'm in the back of an ambulance right now, so if I can hit you back in about an hour, that'd be great.
And you know, I'm standing there going, oh my God, if he can do that, then I can at least return an email within a 3-day span.
Yeah. See, we all know that's not going to happen, but
it made me feel so inadequate.
He was sending listings of buildings to Josh too in the middle of that. Like, just, he's insane.
Yeah, looking at buildings for them to, you know, purchase and use for things along with the farmers. Yeah. He's like, well, I didn't have anything else to do.
And like, I'm not talking about a tiny little accent. Like, they were taking him straight into surgery.
Yeah, you know, if they throw you in a big old neck brace like that, it's not a tiny little accent.
Yeah, neck surgery is nothing to scoff at ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weeks ago.
Yeah.
So
he's still, and he wasn't even supposed to be walking around like he was, but he's like, he's the type, I've known him since he was young, and he's the type, he can never sit still. He's always doing something.
Yeah, I can't relate to that on any level. On no conceivable level. Right, yeah. Sorry, I didn't get back to you. I was severed my spinal cord. I'm damn sure not replying about somebody's Instagram page.
Right.
Yeah. Waffles. I'll get back to you. Like, I'll call you when I call you.
Yeah, I had a COVID shot and I'm down for 3 days. Don't expect anything out of me. Riggins, like,
I told my mom, I told my mom, it'd be better off if I just died. I don't want to have to do that again.
Oh, my God.
I can't be with you. I'm under two blankets right now. I can't return anything for 3 days.
So
I can imagine.
Dramatic.
I can't relate to that.
It would have been better off if I had died from the COVID shot.
I can't do this again.
I can't get round two and a boost.
No. Got that flu shot, too. That one put me out.
Mm-hmm. So the flu shot gave you that, too?
Not nearly as bad.
Uh-huh.
They had to put a rod inside of him.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't sound as sexy as that normally does.
Well, when you know there's been an accident and he's wearing a neck brace, it sounds a little different, doesn't it?
Putting his rod in you. It's a good opener, icebreaker.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, old girl didn't have any problem with her neck until I put the rod in her. That's when her neck started hurting.
That's right.
All right.
Gross.
I ain't gonna cover this. That's out of pocket.
No, don't leave. We're gonna still need an ambulance. Gosh, don't worry.
Damn right.
You're gonna have to carry her home.
You damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Put a rod in her.
Gross.
I think the EMTs were like, all right, shut up.
Yeah. We got him in, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a joker.
So you got some flowers and some apple cider, and you didn't get a pumpkin, though, did you?
I didn't get a pumpkin. I got a pepperoni bread.
Typical farmer's market stuff.
Right. You know,
Got some flowers, got some apple cider, pepperoni roll.
Hot pockets.
Got some molten cake.
You have the freshest produce on the East Coast, and she's like, pepperoni roll.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was delicious.
So. Oh, it was so good.
It was good.
Yeah.
And then I ended up having to relight the butane burner thing they were boiling the peanuts with.
Ooh, they boil peanuts too.
I don't like boiled peanuts.
Yeah. I'm not the lady looked over and said, "Can you light this?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Well, come here."
That was funny. They put him to work.
Yeah. Well,
put him to work.
Whatever.
Yeah.
People need boiled peanuts, man.
Then she said, "You want some boiled peanuts?" I said, "No, thanks. I'm, you know, just had a donut or whatever." But Louisiana people don't eat boiled peanuts.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't get the.
No, we don't have. I think they take away your Louisiana heritage if you eat a boiled peanut.
Where is it? Georgia? Did that start?
Or Virginia?
It's in the southeast, whatever. Sure. Yeah.
Because Virginia is huge about peanuts.
See, we're roasted in the shell kind of people.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I like a roasted peanut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, I just don't know how to eat a boiled peanut. Either do you take it out of the husk, or do you eat the shell, or you eat the whole thing?
Some people do eat the shell, but most people shell it just like you would a regular peanut. Mm-hmm. And you only see them on the side of the road. Like, you never go into a regular store and find boiled peanuts. But
It was started in South Carolina, apparently.
Okay. Oh.
It spread from South Carolina across Virginia, Georgia, and Florida.
Yeah, my boyfriend asked me if I wanted a cup of boiled peanuts because he went back home where he's from, and he's from the country, and he's like, they have some really good boiled peanuts. He's like, you want me to bring you a cup? I was like, no, ew, gross.
Give me a cup of boiled peanuts.
My son.
They travel well.
I don't want that.
No. I swear, when he was little, my son, we're sitting at a Carolina Panthers game, and we had a thing of peanuts. And I was popping them open. I said, you want me to open them for you? He goes, no, it's okay. I was like, okay, fine. I looked over, and he's eating the whole thing.
He's just crunching them?
I was like, hey, man, what are you doing? Weirdo. What are you doing? He's like, I like them like this. I said, no, open them up. And then eventually he kind of grew out of it. But for a long time, he would just throw the whole thing in his mouth.
He was eating it like an elephant.
Eat with a shell and all. I know. I was like, you little weirdo. What are you doing?
Like the shell.
No, that's weird.
To be fair, I did it a couple times. Maybe I'm missing something here. Like, no, I like it the regular way.
I think the shell has fecal matter on it.
Ooh.
Stuff.
Ew,
I
don't know. Why would it have that?
But he did it.
From when the elephants pooped it out. Isn't that where peanuts come from?
They don't come from an elephant's butt.
Elephants lay peanut eggs?
No, they don't. Yeah. Get out.
There you go.
Google almost had her.
No, you don't. Because I already have looked this up, so I already knew they don't.
What did you do? Where do peanuts come from?
Yeah, for a long time ago, I looked it up. Because I was curious about how they grew.
How long ago is a long time ago?
Maybe like a year ago.
Okay.
Mm. 9 months.
Yesterday.
You were unsure from where they came?
I just was unsure what they looked like, how they grew.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a peanut tree. Mm-hmm. It's a peanut bush.
Yeah. They grow on wreaths.
On wreaths, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A peanut wreath.
Yeah, like when you get the Christmas wreath from the fields. They have peanuts on them. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a wreath farm?
No.
Where they grow the wreaths?
It's not something that a lot of Hispanic people do. Go to wreath farms. Yeah. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, you should go sometime.
A wreath farm?
It's very romantic. It's like apple picking without the work.
What?
Yeah, you just go to, you know, when you go get, because you didn't celebrate Christmas growing up, being Jehovah's Witness and all.
Yeah.
This would be the time. You go and pick your own wild wreath to go on your door for Christmas.
You have to make wreaths, so how are they wild?
They have wreath farms where they grow. The wreath just grows from the ground.
In a circle.
I feel like that does not sound believable.
Mm. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah. Feliz Navidad.
Do, 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 do.
Feliz Navidad.
Do, 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 do.
I have trust issues because of y'all, so that's why I don't believe anything.
What?
You have trust issues.
Yeah. Trust issues.
I have thrust issues.
I do too hard.
What?
I just saw something on the internet that I have to tell you about. A product I saw that I didn't even know existed, and it's about thrusting.
Okay. Well, we need to take a break. So
yeah. I'll figure out a way to tell it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It probably is going to need some dressing up even for Share Funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, it's funny. You'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast. Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
All right, so Griggins, did you figure out how to tell us about it's a new product you found on the internet?
Yeah, it's they call it a thrust bumper, but it's exactly like what it sounds like. It's for the guy, and he places it over himself, and it basically adds like an inch of cushion right at his like pelvis to add cushioning during like intercourse.
And this is
like
a needed product?
Apparently, I guess if you're like a master thruster or something, I don't know. Like you just end up injuring your partner. I guess it would be. I've never given it to anybody that good. Maybe I'm not doing it right. I don't find the need to have padding.
So what does it look like?
Like a triangle, basically, mm-hmm. a rounded triangle. And it goes over.
Got a hole in it, obviously.
Yeah. And the important parts
go like around your waist or something?
I don't think so. I think it kind of just grips it tightly at the base, but it adds like an entire area of cushioning.
And how big is it?
I didn't expand. I just went, that's a thing? Probably, you know, that big.
Okay.
You know, just around the most important parts.
It's like foamy kind?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like their number one bestseller. I was like, there's a lot of people that are really just.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Just maniac.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That cannot be fun for whoever is saying, hey, like, what? Go. Calm down.
Would you even want to hang around long enough to get that thing? Like, if you needed that, would you stay in a relationship where you would, okay, well, Amazon can have that here in a day, but yeah. Still, is that something that, like, do I want to have to, you know, have an outside source of protection every time we do that?
Exactly.
I think I'll just move on.
Yeah, or, you know, maybe, hey, just lighten up a little bit. Well,
maybe she likes it that way.
Maybe.
But then maybe. She wouldn't need the padding part, right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
My concern is an inch of padding sounds like it.
Thick.
Yeah, I don't need anything that's going to
take
decrease.
Yeah, I'm finding.
I've
never seen a product like that.
I've never heard of that before.
How would you have seen it, Riggins? You wouldn't have.
Wouldn't have.
How did you see it this time?
Well, I was looking for something else. Very specific.
A product?
Yeah. Yeah. And they make, it's like the only company that makes this one specific thing, because I'd read about it. I went, oh, that sounds wonderful. And their most popular product is this thrust bumper. And I went, maybe I'm getting into like a weird territory if this is like the recommended item next to what I'm looking for. And I'm like, that person's a freak that needs that. But I need this. I'm normal.
A thrust bumper.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, there are all kinds of people make the world go around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I just Googled is not what you're talking about, because all I'm seeing are the front parts of trucks.
A bumper.
Yeah, so that's not what it is.
I've got a picture here, but it.
Let me see.
You wouldn't even know like what to do with this. Like, what is that? This is one.
Oh, yeah, that looks weird. Mm-hmm. That looks like the thing they give patients at the hospital to use a bathroom at.
Yeah,
like a bedpan.
It is kind of bedpanish.
There's also just like little circle ones.
It's just just like a donut.
Like a donut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a lot of them, don't they? At all.
Buffer. The donut buffer. Hold on, let me get my donut buffer.
Right.
That'll kill the mood real quick.
Vibe kill.
Do you have your donut buffer?
Well, I'm wearing one now.
I'm wearing a donut buffer.
Like, I wanted to be prepared as I was getting ready for our date this evening.
Yeah.
So I took the liberty of going ahead and
getting my donut buffer.
Putting on my donut bumper.
Yeah. Here's a two-piece one. If you need pieces for your donut bumper,
my God.
It's a set. It's like a Lego set.
It's two pieces.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, really, you're really going to town.
Yikes.
But
so, yeah.
Now I want to know what you were looking for.
Yeah, right. That's what I want to know.
There's only a couple options, and I just needed a new one.
I needed a new one.
Yeah. I'm done worn it out.
You okay, Robin, there?
So I'm very comfortable with my sexuality. What do you want me to tell you?
Like, are the batteries bad in this one, or is this the motor broken? What are we looking at?
I have charging cables like sticking out of my desk. I'm like, now which one does this go to? I'm like, I have like four charging cables for all these stupid sex things. I'm like, I need to. Is there? Can we just get on like USB-C, like universal plugs? Things are blinking and flashing while they're charging all over the place.
I need the SEC to get involved.
Girl walks.
Yeah, I know.
A girl walks in and she's looking at all the plugs and rings. It's like, I got a bunch of iPads and stuff.
Mind your business.
Yeah, iPad, two iPhones. So I'm a very important person.
It looks like a dance club.
It does. Blue light, green light, red light, bing, bing, bing. It's all charging. Got so much electricity coming in.
I think you need a whole charging station.
I do. Nice. I have one. It's got five ports in it, and three of them are for like sex phones. I got this. I can like charge up my phone and my iPad and my AirPods, and they're all for like, you know, donut bumpers.
Put his phone in the kitchen to charge.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But once you try some of these, and you're like, oh, I can never go without it. It's like getting a bigger TV. You never want to downsize again. You're like, oh man, how did I go so long without this thing? It's ridiculous.
Already got the afternoon planned.
Yeah.
Oh well.
And my dog is looking at me at the corner of his eye. He's like, oh. You're doing that again.
Filthy.
I'll be over here trying not to listen.
Yeah. I'll lock myself in the crate. Thank you
very much. Don't worry about it. And sure enough.
Can you throw that blanket over the crate, please? Yeah. I don't even want to be able to look in there.
Yeah. He knows.
Yeah. When he gets a treat in the afternoon, then hears the bedroom door lock. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, okay.
He's like, the Kong full of peanut butter again.
Mm-hmm. I see what's
up. Are you getting one of these two for the bedroom?
Yeah.
Well, I know what time it is. Poor Riley.
He's gross too, though, so it's fine.
Yeah.
He'd be humping his stuffed animals.
He can't say anything. Denny's has something that I don't know whether it's available yet or whether it will be, but. It's when you can't decide between a pancake and a cookie. They've mashed them up. The panookie.
The panookie.
Mm-hmm. You'll get a little panookie.
That's the official. Wait. That's the official name of it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Panookie.
Okay.
The cookie is chocolate chip. There are two varieties. The signature, which has salted caramel, and the pecan panookie, which is pecan pie sauce and glazed pecans instead of caramel. Top with vanilla ice cream.
Looks so good.
So you eat that for breakfast?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a cookie that's cooked to be, well, no.
I was going to say
flat like a pancake, but it's not.
That looks delicious.
Yeah, it does.
Which one is that?
This is the
pecan panookie.
Okay. What's the other
that's
one?
I'm when sorry. You want a little, you know, some nuts with your panookie.
I was wondering.
With nuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the Blondie at Applebee's.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. So good.
What's her name?
Hey. Ashley.
Do you guys remember the Paradise Pie that Chili's used to have?
No.
Oh, that was so good, too.
I usually don't order dessert.
Chili's has some good dessert.
Yeah. I've seen them. I've never ordered one, though. I don't think.
Mm-mm. And Rob shared with me this morning one of his rewards things that he got today. You know how he gets rewards for and special announcements for food and all?
Right.
The new cinnamon rolls at Krispy Kreme. Rob's rewards gets one free item.
Yeah.
And one of these cinnamon rolls looks like it's got Cinnamon Toast Crunch on top of it.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Are you taking advantage of that today, Rob?
No, there's not really a Krispy Kreme on my route home or around here, so I'll have to wait till the weekend.
Well, you only got until the 10th of October. It's from today to the 10th.
How often do you take advantage of the daily special or offer that you might get from a different fast food place?
I don't go out of my way typically, but if I'm already like on the fence about going there, maybe it influences me to go there.
So it's got to be usually a place that's on your way.
For example, today is the release date of a new Sonic item, and there's a Sonic right up the road, so I'm taking advantage of that.
Yeah,
so
about 200 yards from here.
What's that?
What is the Sonic item?
It's broccoli cheese tots.
Oh, yeah, you told us about that earlier.
Yup.
So it's tater tots made of broccoli.
Well, it's regular tater tots stuffed with cheese and broccoli.
Are you sure?
That's what it said on the, on the thing. That's what it looked like.
Regular tater tots stuffed with cheese and broccoli. Because I don't normally think of broccoli as part of my tater tot desires.
But they have veggie tots that you can get in the frozen food section of the grocery store.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And yeah, they're good. But I don't think they're tater tots. They're just broccoli and cauliflower and cheese shaped like a tater tot.
It's a little game.
Yeah.
They trick you.
It says they're inspired by the broccoli cheddar tots. Are inspired by a homemade broccoli casserole featuring warm steaming broccoli pieces, melted cheddar cheese, and a satisfying crunchy exterior.
You know, you're right. Doesn't look like it has
Have any tater tots in it, Rob. You going?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love broccoli and cheese. And especially when it's
Sonic
fried.
Broccoli cheddar tots.
I bet you just rip 10 kinds of ass after eating this. Just all day.
Like on his way home, he's like having to pull over and stick his head out the window like a dog. He's going to be driving home like Ace Ventura, pet detective. Head hanging out the window.
He's got to just pull over and get out. The cop pulls up like, you need some help, sir? No, I just got to let air out a minute.
Do not go in there.
Yeah, that'll probably be pretty good.
What will you have with your broccoli cheddar tots?
That's a good question. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Some chili cheese fries.
No, I already got a side.
Footlong coney. Mm-hmm.
I've never had a footlong coney. Probably. They do have a new grilled cheese burger there that I wanted to try.
Yeah,
it looks good.
You gonna hold onions on that?
Oh, I don't get onions on nothing.
Right. I was gonna say because that's the only thing on there that I don't think I would like when they make it on the commercial is the onions.
A grilled cheese burger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like it's basically a burger, then they slap it inside of a grilled cheese. I mean,
it's like a patty.
Yeah, and isn't it on Texas toast?
Oh, it is.
I love anything on Texas toast.
It's really good.
Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gonna.
Yeah, he's gonna mess up his car seats.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how bad that is.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace & TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace & TJ Show.
Some wokeness for you. Some feminists have been calling for a new term to replace virginity, partially because that word has been built up to frame female sexuality as a treasure that can be taken or lost. And one idiot woke writer has a proposal to replace the word virginity with sexual debut.
You know, guys lose their virginity too.
Mm-hmm. Oh
God, sexual debut.
Guys have their virginity taken as well. I mean, just God.
The idea is that this makes the beginning of sexuality more positive so that women don't, quote, begin their journey at a deficit, end quote.
Because you've taken the virginity.
They've also given it up. I mean, it's true of any guy, but it's true of guys as well. Guys willingly enter into giving up their virginity to some woman.
I like sexual debut.
She took his virginity.
This way it makes it seem like a show.
Yeah.
You know.
Giving up your flower. Yeah,
she had her sexual debut, meaning she was on stage for everybody to see her have the sex for the first time.
I mean, sexual debut Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's so dumb.
And Riggins, did you know that Rob was giving out personal information to listeners about you?
What?
Over the weekend?
What?
Oh, tell it, Rob.
So a woman, let me bring up the DM. She messaged me and said, I need to know where Riggins' favorite cheesesteak is. So I told her. And she said,
can't help it. He's going
She said, you're the best. It's my hubby's birthday weekend. And y'all are like his second family. All he wanted was a good cheesesteak from Riggins' favorite spot.
Oh, see, I got the same message, but my approach was screenshotting it, sending it to Riggins so that Riggins saw it, and then he gave me his answer, and I text that lady back.
But Rob already knew the answer.
But still, I wasn't about to give Riggins information out with him without him knowing. Or giving me an answer.
What is the rest of it, Rob?
But I also may have secretly shamed her and didn't, because I also right afterwards said, remember the large fries for more than one person. And I then thought, well, maybe she doesn't know those stories are connected.
Oh, yeah. So I beg your pardon.
So she sent back, stop judging us. So I still don't know if she knows the stories are connected. But
so that's when Riggins said that people were judging him at his favorite cheesecake place, because cheesesteak place. Because they say, you know, the fries for more than one person.
Yeah.
And he said, I know that, dumbass, blah, blah, blah.
Asshole, I know. I know it is. Yeah, that's cool.
I immediately felt bad giving it out, but
it's okay.
I was still going to.
So you were afraid to give Riggins' favorite cheesesteak place out to somebody else?
Well, Alex? I just know Riggins is very particular with his whole vibe. So I wasn't going to give out information without him knowing. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
even if it was just a cheesesteak place.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's interesting that this person chose two other show members to ask and not me. She's like, well, he's a lost cause. He's not going to even answer.
Yeah, probably. Apparently she listens enough to know that I'm not going to even bother with Riggins. Yeah.
And that Rob is always on, you know, on top of that. And
that Rob has a big mouth.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
He does have a big mouth.
She knew I was going to spill the deets.
Why is that a Rob having a big mouth? Just because a listener asked him questions, said, my husband feels like y'all are his family and he wants to eat and be like Riggins on his birthday.
Well, because Rob has a big mouth. Well, that's not the only incident.
To be fair, I didn't find that information out until after I had already told her. So she's not wrong.
I would have said he loves the ones that he makes himself at his apartment, which is located at.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably pretty smart to ask them, because I would have not seen it or responded.
No, maybe she did, and you just it got dropped into another folder. So.
Yeah.
So now you're not going to be able to eat at your favorite cheesesteak place anymore, Riggins.
It's going to be overrun. Sorry.
It's going to be overrun.
Yep. With regular people.
Oh, God.
Out there.
It's just like TJ not telling people where he vacations anymore.
Yeah, well, because he figured it out. He made a huge mistake.
I did.
Shared it with the world.
Right. There's no room for me in the Destin area anymore because I said so many nice things about it.
Yep.
And then, you know, there are a lot of people who are, you know, let's just say the great unwashed who are now figuring out a way of how to afford a vacation and the Destin, Sandestin, Miramar Beach area of Florida.
Overrun now by the great unwashed.
Yeah. It's like, you know, they figured out, hey, if we put 15 couples in a house, we'll be able to afford a few days there.
Yep.
Right on the beach. Screaming and yelling.
Stupid people.
Swilling their canned beer and throwing the cans up in there and shooting them.
Oh, my God.
Shooting the empties.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Them and their canned beer.
Ugh.
And so, what does swindling mean? Or whatever you said.
Swilling.
Swilling. Mm-hmm. What is that?
It means drinking. It's guzzling.
Oh. Guzzling.
Mm. Yeah. So I had to pick a different place.
Yeah. And this time you got to keep your mouth shut about
it. Yeah. And I am. I am.
I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Rob's our, he's our loose gate.
God. Just giving everybody all the info.
I tell everybody all the places I like to eat.
That's true.
I messed that up.
I'm going to find a new cheesesteak place, because there's a new cheesesteak place in the city that hasn't opened yet.
I know.
that I'm waiting to try, and I have high expectations for it.
Me too.
So
me too.
Rob says that like the places that he likes to eat, there's not just another one around the corner.
Yeah. Right. He's
like, I let everybody know the places I eat.
Yeah. Sonic.
Krispy Kreme. Olive Garden.
Taco Bell.
I did tell Riggins about a cheesesteak place a couple of weeks ago that I enjoyed. I don't think I've told anybody else.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
Looky there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He was on that one.
Well, good. See? So. Rob's middle name, like nickname, is The Chain. Tech D Rob The Chain.
That's right. He's a chain guy.
Yeah. I don't have any problem with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
Not at all.
Hey, it wouldn't have got popular if it wasn't good, okay?
That's right.
Exactly. Like it wouldn't be, well, you know, all over the country.
Hitler.
Yeah, he wasn't much good. Yeah. And he got popular.
He wasn't great.
Yeah. Mm. Well. But he also didn't serve a good burger. And then lickety split.
Yeah. Good point.
Amount of time.
Oh, how different things could have been if he had been able to serve a good burger and lickety split amount of time. Yeah.
Or if he wouldn't have failed out of law school. I mean, art school.
Art school.
Was it art school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I forget who said it. They were talking about how they said, well, everybody, you'd fall in love with him when you hear he'd speak. He was such a dynamic speaker. And then every video you see him is, I ain't got it. Yeah. What are you talking about?
But how weird would it be to be standing and admiring a nice painting and go, it's a Hitler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? That would be so crazy.
Mm-hmm. But he sucked at art. That's why he failed out of art school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only reason we know any of his art is because he demanded everybody know it. He designed the swastika.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he stole
it. It was supposed to be a square. That's how bad of an artist he was.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well,
Now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. NEOGENIX.